Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos back on the show. She's the founder of HiddenProfitProfit.com, the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic. It's a beautiful book. I have it right in front of me. And she does more than you can imagine helping people like you and me understand how to run our businesses fundamentally. Financially, fundamentally stronger and better and to be smarter. And she's here to give us another installment of her wisdom. Dawn Fotopoulos, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. So great to be here.
It's good to have you back as always. So so you've been working on helping people learn how to build their business up and to a reasonable size and then sell it. But when I was telling the audience that you were coming, I was reminding them of something that we've talked about on the show with other experts over the last 18 years, and that is that the process of selling your business is not a three-month process. It's more like a three-year process, maybe a five-year, maybe 10 years. You could take 10 years to get your business ready to sell, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, that's right, Jim. And so let's have some fun looking at some statistics, okay?
All right.
The front end of the baby boomers, who are probably in their 70s at this point, control about $4 trillion. That's a T, not a B.
Wow.
$4 trillion of revenues if you aggregate all of the small businesses that they're running, and less than 10% of them actually have an off-ramp.
Huh.
I mean, they're like dragging on the drapes, and they'll say things like, oh, you know, I'm going to die in the saddle. And like, are you kidding me? First of all, there are a couple of questions here. First of all, why would you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've just spent the last, 40 years, maybe?
Building something of value.
Right. Building something of value. And, you know, why wait for the heart attack? And why wait for the cancer diagnosis? Well, all of us are going to get to a point where we're frail. And or why do we want to wait to that point? You know, why don't we want to say, okay, you know what? I've invested 40 years. I want to, you know that there are people inside your company that have probably been there for years. They know the ins and outs. The likelihood is the best person to sell to or people to sell to are the people that are on your management team. You know, the people that really know the business, know the client base. And if you have what's called an organized transition, right, an organized succession plan, you won't lose value in that business. It won't fall between
the scoreboards. It's going to look different.
It's going to look
get over
yeah.
it. It's going to have to look different. But guess what? If they take you out feet first, it's going to look different.
Well, that's right. That's right. And all I'm arguing for is to say, listen, you've absorbed all that startup risk. You've beaten the odds, right? All these years, all the ups and downs. We, as a country, we can't afford to lose you. I mean, you're a treasure. Right? You've had decades here on the earth, you know, serving your customers and paying payroll and all of that. If that business goes away, let's just look at it in the aggregate, right? If that business goes away, who do you think is going to replace that business overnight? And the short answer is nobody.
Nobody, yeah.
So what we want to do is, A, you want to see the fruit of your labor. You deserve to see that. You've taken risk all those years.
Mm-hmm.
You've had the sleepless nights. You've made all of the sacrifices. Think about it at least 5 years before you actually want to pull the trigger. Because you know what? That gives you a little mental space, a little emotional space. It's your baby. We
Here's a tip I'd like to give people. Because I know these guys. I know these people who won't turn loose. And so what you got to do is you should go to your computer in like 72 points. Type this out. I'm not going to live forever.
That's so
print
true.
That out in red ink on your color printer. Tape it to the tape it above the monitor of your computer.
Yes.
Tape it on your bathroom window. I'm not going to live forever. and then you can say, if I die and I don't take care of my company, afterwards my competitors will win.
Well, that's right. And let me give you a real life story.
Hold on to that. Hold on to that thought.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you tell us a story, but I got to go to a break. I need a website, please.
Okay. Website hiddenprofitprofit.com.
Did you just speak to some folks last night? Yesterday, did you speak?
I did at the American Management Association.
How about
Women's
that?
Leadership Forum.
A bunch of women, huh?
Yeah.
That sounded like a subversive group. Were there were no token men there at all?
Yes, the chairman of the board.
Okay, good. The chairman of the board of the AMA
was there.
Of the women's, the AMA, not the women's AMA. Okay, all right. So I'm sure you wowed them, and congratulations. We're proud of you for that. Quick break, right back with Don Fotopoulos. I told you we'd have fun when Don joined us. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
So ferry, cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.